Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Now, Darren Farrell's here with the sport. We're going to Corrigan Park, Darren.
We are indeed, Maggie. I hope you aren't looking for a ticket for the big game, are you, in the Ulster Championship?
Not for that one, no.
Not for that one. No. Let's hear a lot more about it, though, because the Ulster Championship clash between Antrim and the reigning All-Ireland champions Armagh is expected now to go ahead at Corrigan Park on the 12th of April. I know the Ulster GA would have preferred this fixture to go ahead in Newry. Since their request was first declined, challenges around health and safety and security, they've been resolved, it seems. So it looks like it's been agreed in principle. I'm hoping our correspondent Marty Morrissey might be able to tell us more. What's the latest, Marty?
Well, the latest is that Corrigan Park will be the venue.
It will.
On the 12th of April, yes. They will be announcing this later on this morning in an official statement. The Ulster CCCC were expected to meet over the next few days, but in fact they met last night, and it was decided that Corrigan Park in West Belfast will be the venue for the Ulster Championship clash between Antrim and the All-Ireland champions Armagh. The capacity for the venue is 4,000, and that will not be increased, according to my sources, beyond that figure of the game. It means that many Armagh season ticket holders, and there were over 3,000, will not get to the Belfast pitch for the championship clash between the Ulster Counties. Ulster Council and Antrim GAA, as you mentioned, Darren, have had many correspondences over the past few weeks and days, which resulted in Antrim providing a new proposal for the Ulster Council CCCC, which was put before the members last night. Health and safety was a major concern, but obviously these apprehensions have now been dealt with to a level that the game between Antrim and Armagh will now go ahead in Corrigan Park. And obviously, even with home advantage, this Ulster Championship clash will be a real David versus Goliath affair. Considering Antrim were relegated to Division 4 of the just-completed Allianz Football League, while Armagh are, of course, the reigning All-Ireland champions.
I think, if reading between the lines, we all know this was more than just about the match, wasn't it, Marty? And the elephant in the room is Casement Park and a lack of a redeveloped Casement Park.
No doubt.
Have you any update on that and where that's at?
Well, basically, I think you're right in the way you describe it. I think this saga with Corrigan Park will once again shine a light on Casement Park. A venue on the Falls Road that I've been there many times has been vacant since 2013. And its failure to redevelop the stadium has left Northern Ireland, for instance, with the chance to host games at the Euro 2028. But more importantly, from a GA perspective, provide a home where this issue would never have arisen, because the capacity would be substantially larger and everybody could attend the match on the 12th of April.
Any tickets, Marty?
Not at the moment, Darren. Not at the moment.
And any idea how they might be distributing this time around for this game? Only 4,000.
I think it's going to be difficult, and I think the great concern was health and safety and security. It's a lovely, lovely ground, Corrigan Park. It's compact ground, but obviously there'll be a large number of people disgruntled and dissatisfied that they won't be able to attend the game, particularly when you have over 3,000 season ticket holders from Armagh. But essentially, the draw last October, Antrim came out first. And from their perspective, it's an extremely attractive fixture to have their fellow Ulster counterparts and All-Ireland champions with the Sam Maguire Cup coming to West Belfast on April 12th. So it'll be an intriguing contest.
Yeah, and it'll be a great occasion. Marty Morrissey, thank you for that update. So that game going ahead on the 12th of April there from Marty Morrissey, were there from Marty Morrissey, will be confirmed by a statement later this morning. Irish women's manager Carla Ward will confirm her squad this morning for the upcoming Nations League doubleheader against Greece. So these games will take place next month. Ireland hoping to bounce back from that disappointing defeat to Slovenia. Two games against the best team of the world have also been confirmed. They'll play the United States in two international friendlies in June. The first on Thursday, the 26th. That will take place in Denver, Colorado. And then again on the Sunday, the 29th in Cincinnati. Now, the Irish men's under 21 team were in friendly action last night and really impressed in a 3-1 win against Hungary. Mason Melia, the young St. Pat's player who will be moving to Tottenham next year, he made his debut and converted a penalty. He's now the youngest goal scorer for an Irish team at this age grade. He's only 17 and he beat Troy Parrott's previous record by a month. Conor McManus also making his debut. He scored the two others, both headers. Let's hear from Mason Melia. He was very, very happy with how the night went.
Yeah, no, I'm buzzing. It's obviously, it's been a long time, obviously, since I've been involved in the camp, obviously I injured the last camp, which was unfortunate, but now yeah, I'm buzzing to have made my debut and into scoring, and it just tops it off. No, I honestly didn't have a clue about it, but I knew I'd be up there, but I didn't think I'd be the youngest. But now yeah, it's nice to have that under your name and just proud to do that. I think we're all just looking forward to September, getting our campaign going, and then obviously want to win our friendlies. That's what the gaffer was saying, he wants to win, we all want to win, so I think it's good getting that under our belt.
Yeah, Mace Amelia, the latest crop of the under-21s, that they've gone so close over the last couple of campaigns. Let's hope this one could be their time. England beat Latvia 3-0 in their World Cup qualifier at Wembley last night. And finally, recently retired international Keane Healy has flown to South Africa to join up with his Leinster teammates ahead of a URC clash with the Sharks at the weekend. Leinster lost their unbeaten run this season against the Bulls last weekend. Leo Cullen very tight-lipped about his squad and who was in and who was out, but there's a lot of talk that a number of their frontliners have actually returned back to Dublin in advance of their Champions Cup game the following week. Leo didn't confirm Healy was there, but he was spotted in photographs at training.